So one of the things that I think is exciting about Bloom now is that for artists especially, the example of somebody who, you know, there may be a kind of consistent look to the pictures, the paintings, the large-scale paintings, but knowing that Bloom was interested in revealing his process and that the process of thinking through drawing, essentially, was always something that he was open to exhibiting alongside of the painting. So when Bloom would work on a painting for 3 or 4 years, when he had the show of that picture, he would show all of the preliminary drawings with it. So, you know, no matter how finished or small and seemingly tossed off, Bloom thought it was all relevant and all part of the building blocks that led to, you know, compose the DNA of a big picture. So in the show, there are lots of little points throughout the exhibition where you get that idea. You get to see Bloom working back and forth within different kinds of drawing styles and mark making in order to think about what is the final look and tone and like psychological tone, but also what are the values of the picture going to be. And it's fascinating to see that idea of like working through multiple solutions to the same problem. So we have for Tasso's Oak, a painting he does between 1957 and 1960, a full cartoon, which is a big grisaille drawing, a big drawing in black and white on two huge sheets of paper that are mounted to a board that's almost the same size as the painting. And you can see the differences. What did Bloom learn from doing that, that then he adjusted in the big full final composition? And then you also have three cases that have Bloom's focusing in on details, the tree with its dead branches and the iron work that's holding it up. The women knitting around the tree on the plaza. And then you have the origins of the whole composition to begin with, which are groups of people sitting around and talking casually in Rome. Bloom went to Italy constantly in the 50s and 60s and 70s and drew the landscape, and he also sat and drew people. He was a great people watcher, and there's hundreds of drawings of those kinds of things. So Tasso's Oak is a good example of a painting that you look at it and I think it looks like it could have been painted yesterday. It sort of speaks a contemporary language, but I also think that underneath it all, if you look at the working drawings, you can see how the space and the relationship between each one of those figures has been very carefully thought through in the drawings, and not just in a kind of, I'm going to figure out where I'm putting stuff, but Bloom is thinking about what is the character of each one of those things? What is the character of the oak, and how does it need to look in order to convey some kind of mood? So that's something that I think artists in particular could get a lot out of. Especially Bloom's willingness to work in several different styles while he's working on the same project.